Welcome in to Inside the Game. Gosh, show, I was confused. Okay, so here we go. I was sitting there. I came up with this the other day because I went to Costco the other day on Thursday. Literally had to go get a beer afterward. Went on a Thursday after going to the doctor. Was feeling good. Was going to get meat for my kids. It was just all kinds of crazy. There were people, and it was 1 o'clock on a Thursday. I mean, it wasn't like a peak time. Like you go on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday morning, you better, Katie, bar the door, man. You're done. You are done. So I go in there on a Thursday. I'm going to be nice now. And I like, and man, it was, first of all, to get the membership card on your app, you have to activate it. So I go to the customer service thing because I didn't have my card. And this lady standing there, and I think she was a figment of my imagination, and I'll get to that in a second. They ask you questions like they do when you're applying for a loan online. Like, when you lived in Nashville in these years, what was the cross street on your house? And what color was your Toyota Camry? I'm like, I'm colorblind.
Wow.
And it was a shade of blue or green. Hell, I don't know. I don't know what color that Camry was. It was aqua-ish. I don't know. I got rid of that car 10 years ago. What's the cross street? I don't know what the cross. I don't go that direction when I pull out my. So anyway, all that fiasco, 10 times it wouldn't let me in there. She finally just gave me another card. So then in the meantime, there must have been a million people pouring in. And so there's just buggies everywhere, people flying in front of you. I go to the meat, right? And I'm looking, and I'm like, I should know better now than to even look at the steaks. I used to like to go look at the steaks. The steaks were reasonably priced. Maybe I'd get a side of beef.
Right.
Cut them up, put them in, get a little ribeye. Actually, now I'm $500 now.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm exaggerating. So this couple was sitting there, this big old guy, kind of tall guy, and his wife was tall too, but a little wider. And they're discussing the beef, and they're talking about the price of the beef, and they're massaging the beef, they're poking the beef, they're like, me. And I'm literally sitting there like, today, people? Because I can't get through to look. I just want to look at the price. I probably was not purchasing. Finally, they move on. I go up there. Yeah, beef's ridiculous. I'd have to sell a kidney to get it. And my stepson, the moose, eats 88-12 ground beef. And that's what he eats all the time. And they have a nice deal on that.
Okay.
3-pack, right? It's right here to my north of the ribeyes. So I turn up to the north, and they're standing there in front of the ground beef, poking the beef, massaging the beef, caressing the beef, doing math, and looking like, this is just GBB. I don't even hear what they're saying. I'm like, good God, finally they got out of my way. They moved on to the chicken salad. I hope they didn't poke the damn chicken salad, but they may have.
That's right.
I'm like, all right, so I beeline it back toward the arachara, which is this marinated steak that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's also expensive now, but I was going to get two. And I'm literally, Phil, walking up to the arachara, it's in that little cooler like to the side. And apparently teenage girls were there. These teenage girls come beeline by me. They're going, arachara, arachara, smacking their heads, clapping their hands, and just cut in front of me. And they start poking it, and they don't grab it.
They just poke it. They're just poking it.
Some old lady ran over my foot with the buggy.
Uh-huh.
I got backed over by a motorized cart by this big old lady that was in there, you know.
Right.
You know, they roll around in Disney World, the motorized carts.
Oh, yeah, like you do. Walmart, oh, yeah, for sure.
They have them at Costco now. I just gave up. I had to go get my other stepson some hand soap. I grabbed the first thing of hand soap I could possibly find. It was $47. I didn't even get. It's usually $1.20 at the grocery store. Little hand soap. I just bought it. I was like, "Get me the hell out of here!" And I'm walking up, and the guy's like, "Yeah, you know, we weren't that busy before, but now we just got busy all of a sudden." Walk out. There's a line. Of course, I got to pee. Got to go to the bathroom because I'm getting older these days. That just hits you.
Right.
This lady, I swear to God, it was like she was in the CIA checking my buggy. I'm like, there's just beef and hand soap and chicken. Could you lift that up for me? I'm like, you didn't do this. The people in front of me, they had at least $1,000 worth of stuff. Oh, and by the way, it was $235 for 6 items. So that was traumatic. Right. And so I came up with this the other day. All right, so how many of you out there, and you may have, I may be wrong, but I started thinking about it. You know, Atlanta, Nashville, Columbia, Greenville, all the places I've lived. I have never run into anybody I know at Costco. A. B. I've never known anybody to work at, that worked at Costco, right? It's a big place. There's lots of members. Obviously, a lot of people together. I've never run into anybody. And we, our Costco's right near us. And the town it's in, Orland, we know a lot of people like that go out and stuff that live in Orland. Never run into any of those. I don't know a single person that works at Costco. I've never met one in my life. I don't recognize these people. I don't recognize the people that are there. The people that the butcher shop back there, one of them I thought was literally going to cut my arm off because I asked him if they would process some beef, really like they do at the real grocery store one day. So here it is. Costco is an alien simulation. Costco does not exist, but in our minds, it's this advanced quantum technology. And all of our experiences at Costco, right, mm-hmm. are in and of ourselves. Kind of, it's like a Truman Show, but everyone in there is an alien being designed to mess with you, except one group. Those are the people that give you the samples. That is human slave labor.
Yeah,
not really slave labor.
No,
because you see those people, and my they gather at the Costco employees bar. They're probably all drunks because you have to deal with that all day. And they live a sad life because they've given away so many appetizers that they can't even enjoy like boneless wings with their beer and wine. Most of them are winos, but the wine and all that. So they're the sad ones. They've done something wrong in life to get to, or they signed up for the wrong program. It's like, come work at Costco. Oh, it sounds like fun.
That's right. That's
wrong. Right. No. It's not fun.
It's not fun at all.
Simulation. And I started thinking about that. I just like, you know, I've never met any. I know people that have worked at Home Depot, at Walgreens, and all the places we go. I've met a lot of people. And then if I don't know anybody that works there, I'm at least like a place that busy. You're going to run into somebody, you know, that you know, or at least I recognize no one in that place. None.
Wow.
And it's not like there's one in Chicago and everybody comes there either. There's 45 of them. So that's my
one for every suburb, right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, you're right. I've never known anybody who's worked at Costco. I've never been in one, so I can't say whether or not I've run into anybody, but that doesn't surprise me at all because I have driven through Costco's parking lot and have seen some of the cars. It's like, it was unreal. The number of Teslas like 4 or 5 years ago that would be in the Costco parking lot when you drove through. I'm like, wow, every electric car in Greenville is in this parking lot right now. That lends itself to your theory.
I know, but McKellar Enterprises chat box has come back though. Cause everybody in Greenville or wherever has seen somebody.
Right.
Knows somebody works there. Okay.
Just
maybe
default, it's just yours. Yeah.
maybe it's my simulation. Doc says they're quite interesting places, all kinds of people from really nice but oblivious buttholes. Matt says the Costco chicken fingers are not good. Ghost Flame says third Costco coming to the Low Country off Weber Boulevard. They love it down here. Montrell says his experiences at Costco or Sam's Club are great. The gas stations where people are insane and fighting. Yeah. And look, man, if you're a rewards club member at some of the gas stations, you always get a nickel off. That's basically what you're saving at Costco. I don't know.
Right.
All right. So my theory was I spent 10 minutes on that.
All the
not all of my down. Theories work, dude.
No, hey, listen.
I've been massaging that all weekend, and I told my wife, it's like, you know, I bet everybody in the chat box knows somebody that works at Costco and sees their neighbors in there all the time. Just let me live my life. I don't want your life.
I don't want your life.
Anyway, So Lauren's says a friend of mine's husband works at Casa.
So that's the first one we've known
today. Yeah. I'm losing this one. Matt says, does the Costco have beef sandwiches? No, no, it has the same stuff, but they're all the same. The $1.50 hot dog and all that good stuff. So, anyway, yeah, practice has been going on. I'm trying not to get, I don't want to say excited. It's just kind of been, we talked a lot about the offense and the new scheme and all that good stuff. And, you know, you start reading things, right? These previews and that quote on ESPN.com from Adam Rittenberg, Phil, I think is very telling and kind of most of the time opposing D coordinator, when you have these anonymous quotes like that, you know, they'll use it to get in little shots. He's just not a very good player, blah, blah, blah. These quotes were great reverence. And if you think, you know, opposing defensive coordinators, they just assume play a quarterback that makes all the right reads, that throws the ball out of bounds, that does all that, but they can't run, than somebody that maybe even messes up the passing game that can. And it's like, you know, so he says, when you move him around or you move things around on him, he just really struggles. Yeah, so here's part of the good way to go fast. What did G.A. Mangus tell us about tempo? The defense has to stay in base. But what opposing D coordinators were doing, there's all this time before you snap it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's move around and throw something else at him, throw something else at him, throw something else at him, throw something else at him. And he goes, he just really struggles. He said, but I think Kendall's system, if Kendall could be like, hey, you do this, or you do this, or take off running. If he can get him to do that, I think the kid could be scary. He's so hard to bring down. That's the deal, man. It's not rocket science. It's
no.
One read and go.
Yeah. One, two, go. Yeah. Which is what we were hollering the whole time last year. Is like, I don't understand why it's not just, you know. I think, Garcia put it the best. He was like, 1-2 feet. That's what his needs need to be. 1-2 feet.
That's what Mangus taught. Connor Shaw did that, you know, the
right,
winningest quarterback in program history. And Spurrier's offense didn't really, I mean, you know, you did have to make decisions, but you had to make quick reads. But, you know, so there's that. This other D coordinator said, Kendall will make it a little bit more friendly. He's not going to force him to be something he's not, which I felt like at times he was last year. They've got to try to win games. You're not a pocket passer. The best thing you do is take off and run because no one can tackle you. Yeah. You know? And I think if they do that, people are going to start worrying about his run game or stopping him from running. And what does that do? You know, I mean, because you can crowd the line of scrimmage and try to get it stopped. That leaves a lot of space for some of these receivers and others to get it open. So that's the deal there. But I don't know. Chaco said it feels euphoric in Costco. You know, but maybe it's just there's because some of the people that are in there, like those girls that were wanting to go poke the meat, but yelling RHR. They just seem like simulations, like a bad dream.
Right.
Like, you know, you have a bad dream, you have things that seem out of place. You know, it is summer, but it is 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. We're like, aren't y'all at the pool or at the mall or the things? What are you doing in Costco? You know,
well, the greater conspiracy there is Costco itself operating some sort of hologram factory like that to, you know, kind of entice people to purchase certain items as opposed to others. Like, oh, come over here to the beef. Look at this. I would never have thought of that. Like, what teenage girls get excited about Arachara like that, that they're jumping up and down?
You can't even pronounce Arachara.
Yeah, right. I mean, listen, it's just because Costco wants you to buy the Arachara. Apparently, they make a little bit more on each one of those.
Oh, they're more expensive. They used to be.
See,
we used to be able to get one for like $28. You get two of them, feed the family. I mean, Now they're 47 each. Beef is ridiculous. I don't understand. Yeah, I know. Anyway, speaking of beef, you know, I think we probably should talk about the offensive line next. Let's get a break in.
Yeah, we'll go ahead.
So I can reset my brain about this.
That's right.
I've been waiting to get that out for a few days now. Wing specials tonight at D's per Mike Morgan. Cam asked about Neff Jiwa. I'm going to answer that when we get back. You notice too. I mean, I rode on the Big Spur this past weekend. There's a lot of freaks. Feldman's freaks list came out today, by the way. Who's on it? Sellers Harbor and Peak.
Sellers Harbor Peak. Harbor is in his third time being the number one freak in the country.
He's listed. They have an article. They have him listed at 6'6", 243. And Harrison said he looks a little taller. I think Harrison said that. I don't know. Somebody said he looks bigger than he remembers. His pictures, he looks bigger. I've been very careful about talking about him. I said it on coffee this morning. And you guys know me if you've listened to this show. I've always been like erred on the side of lowering expectations.
You had a decent article about it yesterday on.
Yeah. Well, I want to be fair to him because a lot of people, like some numbskull on Twitter, was going after Deputy Smitty like an idiot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And was saying, he's not lived up to expectations. I'm like, well, your personal expectations weren't really applicable here if you're talking about expectations as it relates to a 5-star. You know, you obviously just have interpreted what that means on your own. What I think they need to do in recruiting rankings, Phil, is come up with an impact rating too, because the stars the stars in the regular recruiting rankings are long-term projections. At down the road, we think this is what this guy should be. Impact would say he should play earlier.
Yeah,
because the guys that play early in your class aren't always the guys that end up being the best at the end. It's definitely football's weird. It's different. Anyway, Doc Graybeard said the old Westgate Mall is almost dead. The Costco is the only thing outside of the Rural King where Sears was. There's a Costco at the old Westgate Mall in Spartanburg.
Wow. Oh, wasn't that where Sam's was too?
Yeah, but I thought Costco was across the street. I didn't know it was like in.
That'd be wild if it were one of the one of the old abandoned Costco anchors. Yeah.
I'd do it. Westgate Mall, man. I have a lot of history there at Spartanburg. A lot of people don't even realize Dorman High School used to be there.
It was very close to there, right? Yeah.
Right across Caddy Corner from the road, there, old Kmart. Oh, my goodness. All right, Inside the Gamecocks, the show. Back with the second segment on a Monday after this.
Welcome back, everybody. Inside the Gamecocks, the show. JC and Mad Dog in with you. Going to talk a little bit of football. Get to reset after a previous Costco conversation that didn't quite pan out like we kind of figured it would.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I actually, it turned out exactly like I expected it to, but I had to get it out of my system.
I don't know. When you called me this morning and hit me with that before JB called you and you had to actually talk, you know, real business, I was like, I wonder, you know what? I'm excited to know what happened to him at the Costco.
I'm excited to learn this.
I'm excited to figure out why it is that I got this call this morning.
Yeah, I was going to run that by you. I got some other things too, but just that was, oh man. So anyway, this is Inside the Gamecocks, the show. Cam asked about Neff Jiwa, the Irish rugby player. Okay, so here's the thing about him. Unless he is playing on special teams, he's not going to play this year. There's just not. I mean, look, let me back up. I'm violating my own rules yet again. Never say never, right? You never say never, okay? Right. But, I mean, it would be very, very, very unprecedented if he, because he's new to the game. The guy, you got to learn things like the rules, you know, and you know, the rule. I mean, you know, he's just new to the game. That said, Is he a freak athlete? He absolutely is. Absolute. Athletically, unbelievable. And if you think about this, and I think I wrote this on Saturday on the site, or wrote about this topic. You can read it if it's the in-depth stuff. But Phil, you start looking at this 2026 class, and there are some freaks in this class.
There really are.
And my definition of a freak is, you know, most of the time it's people that are like abnormally big and fast at the same time. But there's also people like Sequel Patterson, who's, you know, average size, maybe even on the small side. But you look at some of the things he does with the ball in his hands, and it's unbelievable. I mean, Darius Gray is abnormal. Yeah. There are how many guys, even at the high school level, riddle me this, Batman and women. how many athletes at the high school level are 6'3", about 285? Now, maybe got down to 260 during this season, and are like Hall of, not just there. He's a Hall of Fame basketball player at his school, like one of the greatest of all. He was the player of the year at that size in basketball. Basketball, dude.
Right.
That's a freak.
Yeah, but truly.
Freaky. Noah Clark, 6'5", 340. Moves around like a cat. Shocked everybody. Freak.
I know. I was looking at that. And I'm like, man.
You know, and even so, even the guy, I mean, Julian Walker.
Enough said. Bigger. I mean, current.
He's like the Green Mile. I mean, he like gets bigger. At all. Not the Green Mile like John Coffey, but now, let me back up. Give me a movie where they age quick. Cocoon? I don't know. He looks like he ages every day.
Right.
You know, he's
like a reverse Benjamin. Like, Button.
Yeah,
he gets a little bit older noticeably every day.
The Green Mile at the end, when he's like 127 years old. Mm. But I mean, that guy from where he was a year ago till now, I mean, it's like, wow, what happened? He's a freak. Jazavian Currence is a 6'4", 210-pound safety.
Right.
It's freaky. You know. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Who multiple people have been on the record saying, it was like, I'm so glad he's moved on because he has totally wrecked my alma mater's high school years. You know, it's like,
great football.
Wow, we're glad he's gone.
I'm just like, and you know, like, and I've said this, freaks don't win football games. Great football players will do. And, and great coaching and sometimes luck. And then sometimes, you know, if you're good enough to overcome the inevitable BS that happens in SEC football games every year to multiple teams. Mm-hmm. But if you have great football players that are freaks, your chances would go up because they're going to at some point do something in a game that's like going to change it or be that normal players wouldn't be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's that athleticism that is what makes them so intriguing, right? And we've seen it here. I mean, like, we lived through some of the freakiest players that have ever stepped on a football field, in my opinion, with when you look at Jadeveon Clowney and him coming out of high school. I mean, yeah. Sure, you can build up to that, but if you're making those kind of splash plays even as a freshman, then that's what, you know, you kind of figure is – you're already ahead of the curve, JC, when it comes to talent and athleticism. And if you can put the mental side of it together, even if it is in a limited role, then that's where that can truly shine.
And I mean, and then you, then yeah, I mean, these guys are like, you're like, it's just abnormal. I mean, you look for that in college and all that, but, Cam said, watching Darius Gray run the point in high school is why I feel he can be a center on the O-line down the road. Maybe some correlation, maybe not. Center and point are both responsible for making sure the other four guys are on the same page. No, I think there is correlation mentally. And, you know, earlier today I was posting on the Insiders Forum and I said, you know, we all kind of go with what we know.
Yeah.
And I think, because it was the subject of Nick Harbor, and it's like, I think sometimes – like, because here, all, you know, the 6'5 receivers or 6'4, 6'3 and a half receivers, taller guys that were good, Phil, were all guys that were like jump ballers. They could go up and get it and come down with it. And they would make one-handed catches. I mean, you know, all the time, you know, of course, Sidney Rice, Alshon Jeffrey, Bryan Edwards is in that category. People don't want to ever they don't want to give people a lot of guys from the Muschamp era any credit, but Bryan Edwards was the leading receiver all time at the school. So, and he made several freaky plays. But that's the thought. And that's not Nick Harbor's game.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Harbor's almost like Troy Williamson, but 6'6". And what did Feldman have him at? 6'6", 243?
Right.
And he doesn't look 243. He looks about 225. He's lean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, oh, Craig just scheduled a colonoscopy.
I know.
I had one of those a while back. But, yeah, so, you know, but I was talking about that and, you know, kind of laying it all out that, you know, maybe the people are kind of used to what they know, right, as far as, well, this tall receiver, he should be able to go up and get it. I think Jaden Gibson could be that guy.
See, that's what I have taken out of all these reports that I've seen. Because my biggest thing was, I don't think we're talking about Gibson enough, but he's coming off of this injury and was still kind of a question mark, right? But now that, now that he's kind of back and healthy again, then I for me, that kind of vaults him up into my, you know, top of that room as somebody who could legitimately be out there on the very first snap of the year. Right. Yeah. Like if this guy is healthy, he has all the traits of what you look at in a top tier prototypical wide receiver.
Yeah, I got you there. Definitely. And we'll talk about Gibson in a sec. But you know, you go with what you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so to your point, Cam, I think that because of what happened last year, fans are going to start looking more at the cerebral and like you mentioned, the making sure if the four other guys are on the same page with center. I mean, you're going to hear that come up now in Gamecock Nation after what happened last year. I don't think people understand just how unprecedented that BS was.
Baffling. Like, I'm no expert, but I know that ain't right.
Yeah.
That ain't right. Something's off like there.
All these false starts on the center. It was crazy. Carrison says Gibson was kind of off his radar until he got eyes on him at practice. He says, you look at him physically compared to the other wide receivers, he's just a unique guy that immediately sticks out. Yeah, that's his path. His path is probably a little more clear than maybe a Lex Cyrus or, you know, somebody that had like two or three guys that we're ahead of them. I'm not saying Lex Cyrus won't play. I mean, there's always room for fast guys.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But I if you look at the receiver room as a whole, I mean, you do see some taller guys. But like I said, that's not Nick Harbor's game, the going up and getting it game. He's done it before, did it at Bama one time. But he's not kind of like an in-traffic come-down-with-it guy. He's almost like Troy Williamson in a lot of ways, where just huge. Like, get it to him in space, let him split the defense and go, or let him get open deep. Troy Williamson was one of the best deep ball guys Carolina's had because he was so fast. And Nick's just as fast, so we'll see there. Matt says, speaking of centers and O-line, is John Strickland back on the guest schedule this year?
Yes.
I think wasn't Strick on Friday or was he
Strick, Friday? Not this Friday, but I think he makes his return this Friday.
This Friday. Actually. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Strick will be back. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He's back. Flint and Strick, Perry Orth's back. Pat DeMarco's back. We're adding Chris Clark and Wes Mitchell.
Yeah.
Raphael will be back. Me and Phil will continue to litter our friends in here, I guess, that we have.
Sprinkle them along. Sprinkle By the way, along. Don't miss Deputy Smitty on Thursday.
Here Deputy on Smitty on Thursday, Matt Anderson on Friday. Getting the end of the week's going to be a little light, right?
Yeah.
So, and yeah, Dave Cloninger is now a regular back. He's going to be on open it, and then they open up Wednesdays.
He's right well, at
we the need top to get Wednesday. Dave needs to have the opening segment because he's always got the first question.
I mean, listen, it
makes sense that he's batting lead off.
He has to open that. It's in his nature now. It's you can't take that away from him where he gets upset. His hair falls out.
Yeah. Matt Sellers says Deputy Smitty was catching heat on X yesterday. Yeah, it was some anonymous person like saying that let me tell you something. Deputy Smitty is from Spartanburg. Okay. I am from Spartanburg. He talks like people from Spartanburg talk.
Right.
Right. He's not, and they accused him of trying to impersonate Kirby Smart. And like, you know, there's sometimes he does sound a little like Kirby when you hear Kirby talk.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Right. Maybe we all kind of fall into that, right?
Like this anonymous person who just tweets at people that believes that, you know, it's his job to be the world's critic, right? I can't. Some of these people on X that want to criticize everything.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, do you know how insignificant you are? I mean,
right.
I don't even think about you, you know? I mean, you know, or and wouldn't, it, you know, if you weren't like tweeting in my account, it's hard to let stuff like that go because you see it in writing and you're like, oh, I don't know this. So anyway, Deputy Smitty had a champ. He put a little video out about it, about sounded like Kirby Smart. I know,
that was funny.
And same guy was the one blasting Nick Harbor about not living up to expectations, you know. And Quantrill says attacking Deputy Smitty is corny. He bothers no one. It baffles me who Gamecock Twitter chooses to attack and promote. Well, there's just, it's not, you know, people call it Gamecock Twitter. I don't know. It's not like a combined group of people. It's the people that basically live on Twitter all day. There's what, 15 of them?
Yeah, the trolls.
That we all consider. There's some of the worst, and they just tweet a lot about the Gamecocks. You know, I don't.
I saw one of them pop up on our Facebook reel. I was like, oh, you live over here too? I'm like, oh, I thought you just lived over there.
Facebook?
Yeah. I'm like, man, this guy, I know that name. Of course, it's somebody. It's one of those, like, it's one of those people on the internet who only uses like the default graphic that comes with it, will not put a picture up, not even like a picture that isn't them up there, but yeah, has all these things to say as if their expertise is actually, you know, needed in this moment.
Oh boy, I may go look at it. Oh, it's on Facebook. Oh, Facebook. I can easily block people, ban people on Facebook. Oh yeah, I read some of that. Some of the, I feel bad about some of the Facebook comments because it's like some people just don't. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, it's just like the Twitter group, and you know, I don't even know that it's a group. Like, I don't even think these people know each other.
No, they probably don't. They probably never even met.
But Smitty, you know, look, of all the things coming after him, because you think he's intentionally trying to impersonate Kirby Smart? I mean, have you never lived in South Carolina? Did you just kind of go to school here and now you're back in New Jersey or wherever and hate life? And, you know, so you just, you don't know anything about anything. And you're just, I mean, I don't get it, man. I would, you know, Bruin says a lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of sheep.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I just couldn't believe that my boy was taking that heat. I was like, for that?
For what? I know.
That's like the time when we started Big Spur where these idiots accused me because I took the message board name because 24/7 clearly told me they were rebranding the site, whether I came back or not. And anybody that says otherwise is lying. Okay. And they, lying. And they're liars, you know, if they said that. That was one of the reasons I left. And so, you know, so everybody kind of, because it was Plano's PPG was the name of the message board. And they acted like I had just like stolen the grave of Elvis. and moved it from Graceland to Nashville and started charging people $5 to come take a picture in front of them, right? When all I was doing was saving it, because Plano was a friend of mine. He passed away in 2016, which I think a lot of these people were in elementary school before that happened. Although right. a grown-ass man in his 50s left me a nasty voice message on my cell phone. I hope you're out there, coward. Anyway.
You know who you stuff. Are.
Yeah, I have no idea who it was, because it was a blocked number. So then I just take all this crap over all these people. Blah, 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 blah. And apparently one of the old posters over there, it said Plato wasn't even a member on Gamecock Central, blah, 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 which is not true. Again, these people were 5 years old when all this started. The Fighting Gamecocks forum on Gamecock Central, Plano created that message board. He's a longtime member over there. Came over with us the last however many years. Okay. That's the stupidity you're dealing with when you have people that are like, I don't really care for the impersonation, the Kirby Smart impersonation. I mean, he's trying to mimic Kirby Smart. What? Right. Oh, is Deputy Smitty in the chat box?
Yeah, he just joined and started talking. That's great. Welcome.
Yeah, Bruin said it's the very it's the very same very small herd. JC Bruin, like, yeah, I know. I see the numbers with everything behind the scenes. I know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's herd. What's funny about it is like, yeah, okay.
But they, you know, they get real personal about it. I mean, when you call my cell phone, that crosses a line.
See, yeah, that's different.
You're calling my cell phone because you're ignorant about something, and you've listened to lies, and you don't even know, and you don't even know what we're doing. I mean, golly, I was calling me the grave robber. You know, I'm a memorial robber. Go, like I'm stealing the. You know how they stole the Declaration of Independence, National Treasure. I'm gonna steal the Lincoln Memorial. I'm going to steal Grant's tomb.
Grant's tomb.
I'm gonna move it to Richmond and charge.
Oh, God.
Charge money.
Charge people to desecrate it.
Smitty's like, I've been laughing at you all morning with the Kirby voice stuff. Yeah, I just can't even believe it, dude. I was like, man, what of all the people? I was like, you know, like I was telling my wife, I was like, he talks like he's from Spartanburg. I was like, listen.
Wait, like, newsflash, yeah. There's over a million people in this this corner like, yeah, of the world that sound like Kirby.
A little like Kirby, kind of. She's like, but he more sounds like those people when we go to Spartanburg, that, you know. Deputy Smitty's in the chat box. By the way, he'll join us on Thursday. He's like, that caught me off guard. I didn't realize I was trying to sound like him. I laughed all the day around. No, you weren't. You talk like a normal Spartanburgian. I've literally been around people that talk like Deputy Spinney, which is kind of cool, dude. Enthusiastic, Southern. That's awesome. I mean, you know, believe me, I value the Southern accent these days.
Right.
From where I'm at. But it's like, you know, that I gave up at that point on everybody.
Deputy Kirby.
Tristan says, I'm so glad y'all touched on that Smitty trash that happened on X, because I was legit pissed. Smitty's a cool guy who does good work. I don't know.
I don't even know who said it, but you know, it feels like somebody who ain't from around here, right? I didn't dig that deep into who actually throws the accusation around, because hey, I don't want to give them that kind of air to breathe. But
the people that, and I, you know, and look, I people are, you shouldn't even give them any air to breathe. Nah, I'm just gonna call it. It's fun. It's what people are talking about.
Right.
Our conversation, yeah, once I brought this up, the conversation got a little better, right? Cam says, Smitty, your takes are on point, my guy. The internet's what's keeping you doing your job, doing good at. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know who Deputy Smitty was, and I started watching his videos. I mean, I like this guy. This all goes awesome. So then I found out he's from Spartanburg. And I was like, let's get him on the show.
Yeah, man.
You know, but yeah, it's just some anonymous people that do stuff like that. But there is a group out there. I don't even know if they're, I wouldn't even call them Gamecock fans. They're just crazy. But, you know, people, they're like the judgment panel or something. Like they, I picture these people sitting there in like an old British court, right? You know, when they still wear, in Britain, they still wear the curly wigs.
Yeah.
And they're all just sitting there judging, like, very, with the British accent. Well, if you didn't try to sound like Kirby Smart, then I don't really care for the Kirby Smart accent, but he's
in the Crown's.
I guess he's okay. And it's real, probably. I bet all these people, if they talk to him in real life, you know, they don't want us to hear them talk because I bet they all kind of talk like this. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I don't really care for the Kirby Smart. I don't, Phil. I don't care for the Kirby Smart impersonation that he does, but I guess he's okay. You know, Nick Harbor's just a severe disappointment.
That's right.
Phil.
JC, you're sunshine pumping on Darius.
Stop, Phil. Yeah. I'm going to have to go judge people.
Stop it. We're just
judging
people
on X all day long today. I'm so sad I didn't make it to the Savannah Bananas. I didn't make it to Savannah Bananas the other day in Spartanburg. Everybody up there talks like Kirby Smart.
That's why I don't watch Spartanburger games.
The burgers. Let's go to the Beacon. And by the way, that voice, you'd be surprised at how many that voice, how many younger dudes sound like that. And it has nothing to do with who they choose to love or marry.
Right, yeah. It's just like that's like that, dude. It's just where they are now. Right.
Goodness. Yeah,
it's really weird.
You're like, whoa, bro. Yeah, you know.
Look over at my daughter. She was like,
No idea what's going on. What are you?
I don't know. Yeah. He just talks like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like you're way too good at that. So, Doc's been away from social media for a year, and you can treat how negative it could be on your psyche.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the clock's ticking to start degrading it right now, Doc.
When I finally retire, one of the best things I'll be able to do is just my personal account. I'll just leave it as like a shrine to me.
Yes. Yes.
God forbid it moves someplace else on the internet though. And
oh Lord.
Five Gamecock fans get mad for accuse somebody of stealing it. Right.
They're going to show up your door with torches and pitchforks.
Yeah. So, it's like that, but it, so I don't have to get on there and interact anymore with anybody. Now the business accounts and stuff like that, you know, I'm on it all day. You know, I've Instagram, Facebook, all that. Facebook, I've kind of been able to eliminate having to deal with anybody. Unfortunately, that's where I find out where people's birthdays are. Like it was Strick's birthday a couple of weeks ago, right?
Oh, did I miss that?
Yes, no. We all did. Damn. And now though, if you on your iPhone, if you text somebody happy birthday, it'll lock their birthday in for you.
Yeah, you can save it to their contact. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so I get on Facebook, and you know, of course, on Facebook there's posts that are like 12 days old, and they come up first now. You know, used to not be like that. And it's like, all right, 12 days old. All right, happy birthday. I was like, happy late birthday, man. And he texts me and stuff, but so I miss birthdays now because I don't get on there, but it's so tough, man. So Cockweed's like Costco turned the frogs in everyone's speech. Yeah. Oh, Doc Graybeard's a Boiling Springs alum. So is Deputy Smitty. I keep saying Spartanburg. Boiling Springs area of Spartanburg. Boiling Springs.
Spartanburg County. I mean, you know,
that. Spartanburg County. Yeah. Boiling Springs is a beloved part of Spartanburg County. It used to be
I consider Boiling Springs more Spartanburg than Greer. Technically, half of it's in Spartanburg County.
It is, but most Greer. Out where I'm from, Duncan, Lyman, Welford, Greer's like the other place. Now, look, downtown Greer's up and coming. Let's be honest. I moved back to Greenville in 2015, and somebody's like, "Hey, come to down. Let's go to downtown Greer and go out." I was like, "Downtown Greer?
What do you mean downtown Greer?
What are you talking about? I think there was a pool hall there when I was growing up over by the railroad tracks and a bunch of damn abandoned stores. I got my first traffic ticket ever in Greer, by the way. Ran a stop sign when I was in high school, but it's up and coming. But no, Boiling Springs is definitely more Spartanburg than Greer.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like Lake Bowen. That and Inman are where like Lake Bowen. Mm-hmm. And there was a fish camp up there, and I can't remember the name of it that my mom and dad used to take me to. So Deputy Smith says Greer's actually halfway decent. I don't go much, but it's definitely serviceable for a night now. Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah. When I lived in Greenville, we'd head over to Greer sometimes. I think it's about a $40 Uber ride, but we'd still go.
Right.
Let's just go. I'm definitely taking Uber if I go to Greer, because that's where I got my first traffic ticket.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to relive any of that.
So, anyway. All right, let's get out of here. Man. Yeah, let's call this the wasted episode. It has to be.
The wasted episode.
Well, we talked about Costco and Twitter haters, and that carried the conversation. I apologize. I'll do better tomorrow. Not all Mondays are created equal.
That's right.
And dude, I'm in a good mood today too. I'm not like, you know, energy's there. Gamecock football. Sean says, or Quantrell says, Easley's got a decent downtown. Cam says, are y'all planning a tailgate? I think so. Debbie said, see you Thursday. Can't wait. Football's here, man. I'm stoked. Yeah, we're fired.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, man.
Fired up to be talking to Deputy Smitty on Thursday. Tomorrow, Preston Thorne is in. Mike Morgan is back. Wednesday, DC, Dave Cloninger. Chris Clark is in Wednesday. Jamie's got a bunch of guests.
Yeah, we're loading it up, man. We're still not done. It's going to be interesting.
I'm not like Braveheart. I'm not finished.
I'm not finished.
I'm not finished. So, yeah, we didn't have a tailgate last year, so what the hell? Maybe we'll have one this year. We'll see. Club Chief tailgate.
Well, we can get in on the Don't Gamecock Central guys throw one together for the first game.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening this year.
Oh.
I've got some ideas about them. Now that I don't have to do high school football this year. So, my wife, just to end with this, has been... She's mad because I was trashing Illinois high school football last season. So she looks at the Max Preps national rankings in the car yesterday, goes through all of them. Illinois, where's South Carolina? And then Burns was way down.
Yeah.
So I was getting a little concerned. I was like, where's Burns, baby? You sure you didn't miss it?
Sure.
And then the stepson school Lockport came in like 200 spots above my beloved Rebels. And there were like 22 Illinois teams, only 7 from South Carolina. And so she's been walking around the house bragging about that all night. Talking major smack. major smack.
Crazy.
So... Oh. I don't know. Speaking of high school football, we have the Rivals, South Carolina High School Football composite rankings. How about this? They do take those Max Preps rankings and the Massey ratings and Sports Illustrated and ESPN. It's one big rating. You can get that. You don't even have to be a member. You can read where your team's ranked on the front of fourquarterfriday.com. Don't forget our special ends midnight on Wednesday night. So you don't have much time. $29.95 for the whole year, Gamecock Central and the Big Spur. And we will be talking about whatever position battle next year. Maybe Landon Duckworth versus Cutter Woods. Maybe Nick Harbor will be back. Like Gabe Brownlow Dindy, Maurice Brown, a lot of guys, Judge Collier, they all have extra years.
Technically, there's another year there, right? Yeah
for some of these guys. We'll see. But anyway, certainly appreciate y'all hanging in with us today. I apologize. I'll be better tomorrow. This show went off the rails. I think I was so focused on talking about the Costco thing, then that kind of ended and I didn't know where to go with it.
That's right. I almost picked up with what we left off on JB's scramble, but I didn't want to That might be content for tomorrow's morning.
Well, I mean, one of the questions, though, is like, I can't answer it right now because there's nothing. They're not even in pads yet.
So right.
I saw that. I'm kind of glad we didn't get to that question.
My thought was the same. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that one.
that we can't see more practice? That's probably right. Disappointing. Can't see it.
Yeah, that there is no open period, like open day.
Nah, not a whole day. No, it's a state secret. For the Mad Dog, Phil Mullinax, this is J.C. Sherbert. Hope everyone survives Monday. We'll be back tomorrow and be better, I promise, folks. This has been Inside the Gamecocks, the show.